Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, prices are at some of the lowest levels that we've had since going back to the beginning of the 2009 year. And really, when we think about the current situation in prices, a lot of it can be attributed back to the market position and the actions of China. China's the largest producer, largest consumer of cotton, and also the largest importer of cotton. And through some of the policy changes they've made, they've indicated they're going to import less cotton in this current marketing year than what they've done in the past two or three.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're seeing an increase in stocks, particularly an increase in stocks outside of China. And on a global basis, the stock levels are estimated at 108 million bales. And that compares to total mill use of 112 million bales. So we're in a situation where we almost have an entire year's worth of mill use held in stocks. Now, a lot of that is held in China. How they intend to manage those cotton stocks is unclear. That's going to continue to be a factor in the market going forward.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think a few of the key issues to watch as we go further into 2015 will be what happens to adjustments in cotton acreage. The expectation is generally that cotton acres will decline in 2015. That's the expectation for the United States. The National Cotton Council will come up with our first estimate and release it in early February. But I think even if we see a decline in U.S. acres, the overall moisture situation in much of the Cotton Belt is probably in one of the best early season conditions that we've seen. So I think there's still a chance for a good crop in the United States.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We are seeing still some strong export sales for U.S. cotton. But at some point, India is likely to step back into the market and be a bigger competitor on the export side as well. So unfortunately, a lot of bearish indicators still weighing in on the market. But those are things to watch. I think what happens in China, what kind of adjustments we can see in acreage. And then I think, can we continue to see some recovery in global cotton demand? We're seeing some early indications of that. I think particularly outside of China, we're starting to see some improvement in demand. So hopefully this is the year as we look forward, where we can continue to see some demand growth, maybe catch up with world production and start to work through those stock levels. But the overall indicators are that it could be a tough year as producers look at the pricing opportunities for their cotton going forward.